Welcome to the Manager Tools Podcast for Monday, November 6, 2006. One of our most popular podcasts, and it was actually a series of casts, were titled The Efficient Assistant and the Effective Executive. We laid out a plan for having a great relationship with one's assistant, and we still get comments and emails almost every day from managers and executives thanking us for sharing what their firm never did. Now, think about the penny-wise and pound-foolishness of giving someone an administrative assistant and then not teaching the basics of how to make the investment valuable. It doesn't make a lot of sense. Many of the assistants actually say thanks for the fact that our system recommends that they do a lot more than they currently do. But we need to talk about assistants again, because in our original series, we left out a key part of executive and managerial life, email. This cast tells you how to handle email if you do have an admin. Now, if in that 2-second gap, you've gone through all of the erroneous reasons why it won't work for you, listen in. If the CEOs of billion-dollar companies can do this, you can too. So today we're going to attack email, which frankly deserves to be attacked and killed.
We are attacking email because email is attacking us. The best defense is a good offense, or maybe just email is offensive.
I'm particularly excited about sharing this with folks because, as you know, I worked in a culture that just wasn't email-centric. It was email only. You know, the only time we used phones was to dial into conference calls so we could place people on mute and get to our email.
You weren't alone. I mean, there are a lot of other cultures that do that, particularly technology companies, and it's so silly. People wonder why project updates over conference calls don't go well with 20 people all checking their email and everybody on mute and nobody really paying attention. What do you think folks are going to feel, though, about us telling them that their admins need to handle their email?
Their initial reaction would be no flipping way. They see their work is doing email. It's just not a side effect of their work. They think email is their work. I know a lot of managers who feel that way. And because it's their work, it is inherently undelegatable, if there's such a word.
Yeah.
Of course, it's not true, but, you know, you asked me how they feel, not, you know, whether they were right or not.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, I think I asked the wrong question. But you had your admin view your email, right?
Oh,
and,
sure.
And what happened? What were the results?
Well, I did it, and it was indispensable. You know, it kept us on the same page, even when she may not have actioned a mail, but by seeing it. The real power, though, is the number of mails she could handle. I mean, I was just stunned by how many small mails got taken care of and how much time it saved me. We as managers just fail to see how much we die by the death of 1,000 email cuts.
Yeah, that's always been my issue. I think to some degree, people think of email as a block of time, and it's one thing that they're doing, email, rather than a series of tasks related to various projects and initiatives and so on. We talked in our original cast about admins, about delegation, and the rule is if it's delegatable, then the right decision is to delegate. To me, this is at heart an economic decision, and I'm sure I said this before. The firm pays the admin less than you. We don't want to crow about that, but the fact is it's an economic truth. So you doing work that your admin can do is wasting corporate resources. Now, this infers that the managers think that way about resources and efficiency and profitability and productivity. You know, I don't want to go out on a limb too far and say that's what we pay you to think about, but nonetheless, it's true.
Yeah. So to all you managers out there, you're simply a corporate resource. Get that through your head.
Yeah. And, you know, that sounds so terrible, but there's a school of thought that, or at least there's some analysis around that that's helpful to think that way.
Yeah, absolutely. Certainly your time is a resource.
Yes.
Almost everybody I know could go that far.
Yes.
And that's what we're talking about here. So let's tackle this important issue. Give us the basics.
Six key points. First, you've got to delegate authority for your email. Secondly, in terms of turning it over, the process for making this work, you've got to meet daily for a week, half an hour long. It's not as hard as you think. You've got to do it at your admin's desk. You've got to have him or her look at all of your mail. We'll talk about that. Less important point, but I think nonetheless a good one, set up similar mail handling as what you have on your desktop, on your email client. And lastly, perhaps the most important thing that many people make a mistake with, focus on the type of mail that's coming in, not who is sending to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to get to that. But let's start at the beginning. Let's walk through them one by one.
Sure. Okay, so first thing we got to do is delegate authority for your mail. And really, I mean this initially as a technical step. Look, all systems are different. We don't want to bog anybody down here with technical details that don't relate to them. We've posted on Manager Tools how to do it for Outlook using Exchange. It's a fairly straightforward process. If you use a different system, we'd appreciate it if one of our listeners would share the process with us so we can post it. Why companies don't teach this is beyond us, but nevertheless, we're here to help, and so we'll talk about it. So that said, technically speaking, I want to make another point about you delegate complete authority. You must be very careful about partial delegations. And I've seen managers. I've talked to managers. I've done this with hundreds of managers in terms of making them more efficient and cleaning out their office, as we talked about before, and working with email. And I've seen some managers attempt to screen things or only show mails from certain people. It just doesn't work. It's ineffective. It's inefficient. And it completely erodes trust between you and your admin. Yeah. If you have a relationship with someone, professional or personal, for which email openness with your admin is problematic, that's your issue to be solved behaviorally between you and whomever. If your buddy likes to send you gross jokes or sports scores that you don't think the admin should see, then you need to talk to your friend at work and say, "Don't send those anymore," or "Send them to my home email address. Here's what it is."
Yeah, that shouldn't be on the corporate, you know.
Yeah.
The email servers, you know, in any case, you know, go get a Gmail account for.
Yeah, exactly. Sure. Working a limited delegation around one to two people that you want to screen from your admin is just unacceptable. And it's destructive. So don't. If it's external mail, get a different account. If you need to forward it to your phone, get a phone that you just use for email or something like that. This is not a big deal. And I'm going to go a step further. We're not going to try to sell you on this concept of delegating authority. Maybe what we can do here is ask a few hundred of our listeners to write into the blog and post that they do delegate mail to their admins and how much they love it. Well, that would obviously be helpful to get other managers to say it. Some managers are attached to their mail as if it were their child, as we were alluding to before.
I was one of those
point. Not at all. It's that little, and of course, everybody's praying to their children when they're in meetings, hunkered over their BlackBerries.
Sure, that's what I was doing on my BlackBerry. I was sending emails to my kids, telling them how much I loved them. Yeah.
Fascinating. I'm sure there are people right now who are listening who can't imagine doing email without having a BlackBerry or a Trio. But it was done, that's for sure. We're not saying we're magically going to convert you, but I'll tell you something. CEOs do it this way. Maybe you're the one manager who is more important than them, but I doubt it. And speaking of CEOs, they all know how valuable their admins are, and their admins know everything. And part of the reason they got there is they made a decision about effectiveness versus efficiency. And they know the need for email, and they know the place of email. And they often joke with me about, you know, I wish I could get my guys to spend less time on email and spend more time talking to their folks. It's sad, but it's true. And I have CEOs that talk to me and say, what can I do better when it comes to my email? And I say, just ignore it for a while. And people will begin to realize that if they want something from you, they need to come talk to you face to face. But in that regard, managers out there are not CEOs, so they shouldn't ignore their email. And the last thing about delegating authority, this is the first step. It must be the first step of this process. Your admin needs to start getting your mail. They need to start getting your mail before you can start delegating the handling of it. Okay? So the technical step of arranging it so that he or she starts to get it has to happen first. She needs to get over the overwhelmedness of all of the new mail she's going to be getting in. She needs to get a sense of it overall before you start working your way through it. Doing the delegation and setting up the technical stuff so he or she starts getting it 24 to 48 hours before you start this process is fine and actually probably good. You don't want to sit down and talk to them about how to handle mail after or before you've delegated. They've got to have gotten in mail and begin to feel like I need to figure out a way to handle this. That will be motivational to them. Don't wait to do this until after you've met. Do it. Do the delegation, the technical piece where they get the ability to see your mail on their computer. That's got to happen first.
After that, next thing you said is meet daily for a week. A half an hour.
Yeah, you know, have you ever gotten the feeling, Mike, that sometimes people want us to just either come up with an email solution or a voicemail solution or something they can do by themselves? I think sometimes people want it to be easy. And we think management is simple and it's boring, it's repetitive. We never said it would be easy. The solution to this is to go over the Horseman curve, which is to invest, 2 hours of time to save yourself hundreds. It's a great investment. And this is really the heart of our recommendation. You cannot do this process in one day. We've tried it. I've tried it with managers. It doesn't work. And that's why I've gone to half an hour for a week. If you're doing 10 to 15 minute stand-ups with your admin already, you're only adding 15 minutes a day, which is literally only an hour and 15 minutes you're actually going to spend on this effort beyond your daily stand-up.
And of course, all our managers with assistants are doing their daily 15-minute stand-ups.
Of course they are.
That goes without saying.
Do you doubt that even for a moment, kind sir? I doubt it. No, I'm quite certain.
I'd never say that.
Every manager we have listening right now who has an admin is meeting with them every morning. It's funny. You know who loves that the best? The admins. They're like, right. I can't support her unless I get some time to understand what's going on. Anyway, okay. So once you've set up delegation and your admin's gotten over the volume, and this will happen in one afternoon, you don't need to wait a day or two, then you set up a recurring meeting at his or her desk to go over the mail load. Again, you can't do this in one day. You're going to go through the previous days or the previous mornings or the previous afternoon's mail each day for one full week. You don't have to go through all 280 mails in 15 minutes or 30 minutes. You don't. You can go through a good slice of them, going up to 30 minutes. You don't need to turn this meeting into an hour and a half long. But if you try to do it all at once in one day, we found it doesn't work. Questions don't get asked. There's little time to think. Your admin won't get a chance to peruse them in between. You won't get as good a sample. They won't be able to think about things and come up with recommendations for what to do by reading the previous days in advance. And it's better to have two people working on it rather than one. So half an hour a day, half an hour, day after day, for a full week. Going through your inbox will be so much simpler and better if you do it this way rather than trying to get it done all at once. You're going to get much better at it as the week goes through. Okay? As I mentioned before, the way to do this, the smart way, is to just extend your morning stand-up and make it a 30-minute sit-down for a whole week, and your mission's accomplished.
Good. And of course, this all happens at the manager's desk, right?
No. Nice straight line there, partner. When I originally started helping executives work with their admins, I was stunned to realize that some of them, what they were doing was coaching at the manager's desk, essentially having the manager show the admin what to do. It's preposterous. I mean, it's just the silliest thing in the world. Your admin is going to look at your mail at her desk to learn how to look at it and action when appropriate. All of your mail at her desk, she needs to do it at her desk. She needs to do it. Not you showing her. She needs to do it at her desk. look, do your best to keep your grubby little hands off of her computer. Don't you hate it when people, when the IT people come in to fix a recurring problem you have on your computer, and then they tell you to sit down and they do it for you? Basically, they're just showing off. And what's more, they're not helping you solve the problem in the future when they do it for you. If you think they're showing off, well, yeah, that's what your admin thinks of you when you sit behind your, when you sit in front of your computer and show her what to do. The way adults learn is by doing it themselves. Put your hands behind your back. As each mail comes up, explain what would you would have her do with that particular mail, and she will do it.
Right. And then as particularly sensitive emails come in, you know, you're sitting at her desk, they flash in front of you, just quickly delete it so she doesn't see it.
Yeah. Yeah, if your hands are behind your back, you won't be able to quickly delete it. Look, what you have to do is understand, say, look, here's an example of a mail from the boss. You're going to see things of mine that are confidential. I need to work out with a boss. If he sends something HR related that he doesn't want you to see, he needs to send something in the cover note to remind us, to remind you not to look at it, or to do something different, to put an urgency or a privacy note on it. Usually most companies have internal rules about that, recommendations they have. But quite frankly, I would want my admin to see all that stuff, even if it's about, literally, about terminating one of the people on the team. Because it's... go ahead.
So he gets to look at everything of yours.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yes. Look, here's the thing. Some people say, well, gosh, I don't want him to know. Well, why not? Well, he might tell somebody. Well, then you would fire them. That's easy. Your mail is your mail, and your admin is not allowed to talk about your mail with anybody, period, end of story. If you have an admin, and I've actually had this happen at a very large company that I coached and managed and taught at for years, an admin shared an email as a matter of spite. And it wasn't the spite that we fired her for. We recommended firing her for. The rule was that person's admin was private to that person, and you didn't share it with anybody else. A third person sharing your email with somebody is a gross breach of ethics. You fire them for ethics. Or essentially remove them as your admin. If somebody else wants them as your admin, that's fine. You simply say, we no longer have trust. You've broken my trust, and so we're not going to do that anymore.
That's a great idea. If you have any admin that's sharing your emails with somebody else, you know, fix them up with one of your
enemies.
One of your enemies, and you're in good shape there.
Yeah, talk about turfing somebody. Yeah. So look, it's really simple. They've got to do it. You're going to have to trust, and you're going to have to talk to some people if they send you mails that are uncomfortable. And if they're sending you mails that would embarrass you, recognize that all these mails are the company's property anyway. And you ought not to be living that way anyway, from a standpoint of the danger of somebody checking on your mail.
Right. Now, question here is your admin limiting the email, or is he or she just looking at it?
No. Okay. You're starting out with looking at all mail, okay? Not eliminating your inbox, but looking at everything, handling many, making changes based on some. Imagine, so the point is, look at all mail. They may not be able to action a bunch of them because they're actionable only by you. That's fine. A year from now, they'll be able to action a lot more than what they action today. Imagine having 100 mails after an all-morning meeting. You've been in a 4 or 5 hour meeting, and when you get back, having your admin say, there's only one that matters. It's from the VP. You better get on it. Let me know what I can do. Or maybe there were only 4 or 5 specific things that he or she handled or actually solved so that you don't have to do anything with. But one of the things she did was you came back and the Excel file attachment that was on some big budget thing has already been printed and put on your desk when you're checking mail, so you don't have to go print it and wait for it and stand by the printer and so on. That's pretty sweet.
Imagine coming back from another meeting and having a last-minute email go out to the distro with an attachment that's going to be reviewed at your next meeting, which is in about 5 minutes.
Yes.
And walk into your desk, frantically trying to find the email with the attachment, or not even being aware that there's an attachment, so you don't even have a chance to look at it prior to the meeting. Versus, alternative scenario, you walk by your desk, your admin comes by, he gives you the attachment as you're walking walking by your office to go to the next meeting.
Yes.
Big, big difference.
Yeah. And that comes from them seeing all mail. Simple as that. And maybe knowing that your email is being looked at and handled if appropriate, or being prioritized, if you will, for when you walk back in. Maybe that'll cause you to stop praying over your BlackBerry quite as much in meetings, leading to better meetings, which would be good since the meetings are expensive. Okay, maybe not. But I can have my fantasies. Next is we want to set up similar mail handling as what you have. And this is, again, a minor point, but however you break out mail normally, we recommend your admin do the same. A boss folder, a team folder, customer folders, urgent folder, a CC copy, you know, a copy folder, that's a critical one. She'll have some different ones, sure, for other admins or other teams or projects she or he might be on. But there ought to be great similarity. So it's easy for you two to talk, particularly if your offices are set up close enough to one another. You can talk about, hey, it's in this folder. And that's a simple matter of applying the rules per your email the technology for your email client.
Right.
I know a lot of managers who allow their admins, the admin says, no, I don't want to be that organized. I'm just going to have one big fat inbox. Don't do it. It is absolutely appropriate for a manager to say, nope, this is the way we handle email here. We have multiple inboxes. We have rules that Outlook uses or whatever system you use, notes or what have you. We're going to do it this way, and that way you and I will be on the same page. There are times when it's okay to be boss and to say, nope, this is the way we're going to do it. I have people. I know people, Mike, who have multiple PST folders, which is, of course, the way Outlook keeps track of all the mail. And they open six or seven of them because they don't want to delete any mails from like 2 years ago. And they have one big, huge inbox in each one of them. And they wonder why, with 5,000 or 10,000 emails in there, it takes forever to search their email. I think that's why Google and Bearing Point teamed up on the Google corporate search, right? Just because they knew that email was a joke, that everybody was hoarding all the emails. So.
Now, next one, focus on the type of the mail, not senders. Now, that's a powerful one.
Yeah. You know, I started trying to do it by people because I had a lot of high I in me. And I discovered it just didn't work. It broke down pretty quickly when I was coaching people on this. You don't organize the mail in advance by sender. That is to say, when you're going through the mail, when you're teaching this process, you don't want to have everything. You don't want to focus on the people and then say, well, if something from my boss, then I must see it. Or if it's something from this peer of mine, then you can handle that because he and I don't get along or something like that. You want to avoid making broad recommendations based on the sender. Yes, it's okay to say, I want to see all mails from my boss, even if you action them for me. That's certainly okay. But the mistake is suggesting that it's the person who it's from that really dictates the handling. That's not the real value of this process. That will reduce your effectiveness. What you need to focus on is what's in each email first. Meeting notices, how to handle those. Request for help, how to handle those. And then after that, you can, once you look at the topic or the task, what's in the mail, then you can look at the sender, and that may be a modifier. It's certainly okay, for instance, to say a request for help from Joe, I'll do one from Bob, you know, not so much. But don't start by looking at people. Start by focusing on the tasks and the topics of the mail. That will make things a great deal easier because that way, if meeting requests come in, but she's focused on the fact that it's from your boss, she may handle it differently than some other meeting request. And you take this a step further. You start with the task or topic. If you're in doubt, delegate it to your admin. See what happens. If it bumbles around or whatever, then say, I'm going to take that one back because we still haven't figured that one out. So delegate it. In other words, allow him or her to take action without you deciding. And then you essentially see the result, which is a passive thing rather than an active thing. And look, if she has doubts, one of two recommendations. Either tell her do what she thinks is best, or the other one is hold on to it in the first 2 or 3 or 4 weeks and ask in the next morning's meetings, and we'll go from there. After a week and maybe an update in 3 or 4 weeks, just a quick touch base, making your 10-minute morning meeting a 30-minute one to go over mails that have had questions about, mail will seem much less onerous to a manager who follows this process.
Yeah, no doubt.
Now, and one more thing, managers who I know who are highly effective have really powerful, tight relationships with their admins, and they delegate like crazy their schedules, their email, and their administrative tasks. By doing so, they remind themselves that those things are the alligators, and they get to focus on the swamp, draining the swamp, which is the big stuff, and they don't confuse doing a bunch of email, which is activity, with accomplishment, which is focusing on the big rocks and making sure they get the right things done.
And email no longer is their job.
Yeah, exactly. It's something that's helpful, but it is not their job. And they don't complain about it nearly as much. Imagine being in a meeting where everybody's complaining about email and you say, gosh, you know, thank God for my great admin, because he handles so much of it that I'm really able to focus on the work and getting things done.
Okay.
So, big picture, the sixth again, delegate the authority in advance. Then you meet daily for a week for a half an hour. Don't try to do it all in one day. You meet at your admin's desk. The focus is to look at all mail, every piece of mail. We're not trying to embargo stuff or hide stuff. We want to have similar mail handling at their desk as at your desk, with multiple folders and so on. Same rules, if you will. And then lastly, make sure you focus on the type of mail when you give recommendations on what you want your admin to do with it, rather than focusing on people. People should be a modifier rather than the primary focus of the action. The primary focus of the action should be on the task or the topic of the mail.
I hope we hear back from some folks on their experience with this, and I hope a lot of our listeners go and try this. It'd be a huge mistake to walk away from this and say, I can't do that.
Yeah, and watch the look on your admin's face when he or she realizes you really do trust them. Very powerful.
Cool. All right, my friend, as always.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We'll see you. Well, there you go. Let us know what you think and join us in the discussion forums at www.manager-tools.com/forums. Also, if you're not already a registered member, you should note that we have an entire series of monthly podcasts available for free just for our registered members. Signing up is not only free, it's easy. Just go to the www.manager-tools.com and click on the register link. Again, it's free and there's a whole lot of additional podcasts you'll want to avail yourself of. That said, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week. So long.